For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. People who live in the path of Hurricane Michael are assessing the devastation. Cadaver dogs are helping search teams find anyone who may have been trapped or killed in the storm's 155-mile-per-hour winds and 14-foot storm surge. Captain Ignatius Carroll is with the South Florida Urban Search and Rescue Team.
You see a lot of foundations that are there, but no homes. You have about 160 people that are out here conducting secondary searches and more thorough searches.
Carroll says that after 3 days of checking on residents and sifting through the rubble, his teams still have more work to do. Some storm victims in Georgia used logs to spell out the word help on the ground to summon rescuers. More than 400,000 people in the affected states are still without power. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
In Amsterdam, New York, hundreds of people turned out at a memorial for four sisters and their family members who were killed in last week's limo crash. A total of 20 people perished. The sisters hired the limo to take one of the sisters to her 30th birthday celebration. New York Assemblymember Angelo Santabarro was there.
Very emotional, very tough. Very tough for the entire community. My heart goes out to these families. It's just heartbreaking to see tragedy like this strike in our local area.
Sears may be headed for bankruptcy. Jason Williams has more.
Sears has to make a $134 million debt payment tomorrow. In August, the company's earnings report showed that it had only $193 million on hand and $269 million available from lenders. Sears also has to pay its employees, vendors, and stock up on merchandise for the holiday shopping season. All of these facts point to a potential bankruptcy filing in the very near future.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Pope is celebrating seven new saints. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Pope Francis lauding new saints Pope Paul VI and slain Salvadoran Archbishop Oscar Romero as prophets of a church that he says looks out for the poor as he presided over a canonization ceremony on Sunday morning. The two canonized along with five other people at the start of Sunday's Mass. History's first Latin American pope warning in his homily Sunday of the danger posed by wealth, calling, quote, the love of money the root of all evils, and saying, quote, we see this where money is at the center. There is no room for God nor for man. Francis said Paul, who oversaw the 1960s meetings that modernized the Catholic Church, survived deep misunderstandings to cross new boundaries for the sake of following Christ's call. He praised Romero, who was gunned down by El Salvador's right-wing death squads, as having given up his own life to be, quote, close to the poor and to his people. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Venom, a character from Spider-Man, topped the box office for a second weekend. It beat out three new movies, including First Man, which landed third with $16 million, also Bad Times at the El Royale, and a Goosebumps sequel. Coming in second, the remake of A Star is Born with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, hauling in $28 million over the weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.